The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.
Good day, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bernard Bergen Podcast. I am excited to come to you just a bit later in the day because I think we are all dealing with the flexibility that allows us to continue moving forward. And I am myself. I hope that all is well in your homes, in your families, in your businesses, and that you are looking beyond this moment to the opportunities that only exist because of what we're all walking through. Now, I know that things can feel scary. I know that things can be a bit disheartening, even challenging. But what I want to make sure that you are aware of is that despite the challenges, despite the shift in seasons, there are some foundational truths that you can stand on. Some foundational truths that you can stand on. And one of those things, I think, is the currency that is family. The currency. And I know when I say currency, of course, many of us are going to think about money. Many of us are going to think about spending time versus investing time. But when I say currency, I want you to first hear the word current, as in electricity, as in a pulling force that improper usages, I don't think usages is a word, but we're going to go with it, that in its proper use, it brightens the lives of those who learn to harness it. In its proper use, it brightens the lives of those who harness it. Now, how are you harnessing the currency of family in your life, in your home? How are you harnessing the currency of family? Now, in my family, we had two virtual family reunions. That means 50 or more of us from 12 years old all the way up to my grandma, who's in her 80s, just got on a Zoom call. And we just enjoyed each other's company virtually. And now, while many of those same people, just because of the busyness of life, failed to make many of the planned family reunions or family get-togethers, this was almost a shutout where everyone who is anyone in my family attended. There were some sprinkles here and there, but for the most part, this was a true family reunion in the sense of aunties, uncles, cousins, spouses, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are all in the same space, and this time virtually, and just really connecting, really hearing the heartbeat of the family. And I think by seeing family for what it really is, then we start to appreciate the currency that is family. How family can uplift you. How family can recharge you. How family can reconnect you. How family can electrify you to pursue the directions that you were going into in a new way. And that's what I have to remind you of today, to not make the excuse of spending time or being annoyed by the opportunity to love and serve in your family, but to truly see this as a rare moment and take advantage of the things you can only do because of what's going on right now. As is my custom, I want to give you a Bible verse that for me, ties this all together. And it's Colossians 3:13, and it says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Creator forgave you." And we know that when it's time for families to unite, when it's time for families to reunite, as in a family reunion, a lot of what occurs is the unforgiveness. That's what causes us not to walk over that bridge of reconciliation. It's places that we feel that someone stepped on our toes or really spilled our milk and didn't apologize in a satisfactory way enough. And guys, there's someone in my life, in my community, who recently lost a loved one. And in this moment of need, he reminded everyone to check on those you love and care about, to forgive, to move on, to heal. Why? Because at the end of the day, you don't know when it's their time and you don't know when it's your time. So you have to maximize the moment that is today and enjoy whoever that family member is for who they are and what they bring to the table. The truth is, they won't always be with us and you won't always be able to make those connections. All right, guys, as we dive a bit deeper in the currency that is family, here's a quote that I need to resonate in your heart. And this is by Richard Bach, and it says, "The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life." The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. Reflect on that. Reflect on what truly links you to those you call family. Is there still joy? Is there still belief that they can be who they said they can be? That's what should link you. And yes, I know that there are challenging times in every relationship and in every situation. But let's take this time to reflect on the importance of life and the importance of gathering. And more importantly, the importance of doing life together. As I wrap this episode, I just want to remind you that there are opportunities in crisis and opportunities that only exist when we are in crisis. For my family, that meant doing a virtual family reunion, and we were able to connect, laugh, build, see the heartbeat of each other, and truly know that we are valued and valuable to someone. And I think for many, that's more than enough to have made all that we're growing through worth the effort. All right, guys, if you need me, text me, call me, hop on the website, fill out the contact form. Let me know how I can serve you during this time. From my family to yours, we love you, but let's keep doing the hard work.
Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Leave a comment with two things you learned and one challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.